Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are today. We're on a special day, special time. God, the things that we do to accommodate... No, I'm just kidding. This was my fault that we had to change that. I was going to blame it on Fabian, but it's my fault that we had to change. Logan's traveling. We've got the Conscious Canadians here as our backup, so we're running a little bit differently today, but it's going to be a fun show. Rob from Cigar Federation here with you as always. Special guest host, the cigar surgeon from our lovely north of the border there in Canada. How's everything going, John?
Good. Welcome home, Rob. You've been mad about the world the last couple days.
Well, I make it look that way. I take a lot of pictures and then I kind of disseminate them out real slowly, so it looks like I'm traveling for a lot longer. I was really only in Chicago for about 20 minutes. But I made it seem like I was there for a lot longer.
I mean, I can't look behind the curtain. I believe every minute of it.
So. Yeah. Don't look behind the curtain, exactly. Well, we'll get into what you're smoking. I already know what you're smoking. We'll get into that later. We've got Fabian and Shauna here from Villiger Cigars. Fabian's the director of marketing. Shauna, vice president of national sales. Is that right?
Yes, not international.
Perfect. Okay. Guys, thanks for joining us. Fabian, I don't know if you guys have already probably seen our interview with Fabian from IPCPR. We appreciate you guys coming out. Fabian, how's everything going, man?
Everything's good. Nice and warm in Miami, so hope you guys are having nice weather.
Yeah, I'm out here in California, and it's pretty comfortable out here. I don't see any clouds, and it's about 85, so it's not too bad.
Nice.
Not too bad. You're all set up in the studio there, man. You got a nice little setup going there.
Thank you. This is my home, my little studio where everything happens. Taking pictures of Trill right now. I usually do all the ads, all the pictures and everything in-house, so it doesn't go through any agencies or anything. Everything's done by me, so...
Is that because you're kind of a control freak, or because you guys want to have... you like to have that...
No, not really. It's just because... we're moving around so much, we don't have time to wait on people or anything like that, so I like to just get hands-on and get it done like right away.
So. Oh, yeah, it makes things so much easier when you can do... My background is in marketing, and we'd have to outsource a lot of that stuff when I was in college athletics, so we would outsource a lot of that stuff, do player photos and things like that, in which they take the photos, and then they've got to mess around with them, and they got to do this and that. It would take forever.
Yeah.
And it made me look like I wasn't doing my job, because
exactly.
I'm behind because they're behind, you know. So that way now there's nobody to blame but you.
That's pretty much it. It's like you're blamed.
That's good. That's taking on a lot of responsibility. I've got some new headphones and they are just jacked.
You spent all our marketing budget on Fabian.
you blew the whole budget on him, huh?
Yep,
makes a big bucks.
I've only spent a small amount of time with Fabian, but I would say it's money well spent. I mean, with some of the new products and everything, and the look of everything that's coming out. But we'll get into all that. Shauna, give us a little bit of your background. How long have you been with the company, and how did you get into the cigar business?
Well, I've been with Villiger for about 2.5 years. I actually started in retail management in Northern California.
Where in Northern California?
You know, Tobacco Republic. Shout out to Ron.
Is that in Sacramento?
Sacramento. Yeah, north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
I started working there in 2000.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then I evolved to be a rep out on the street, and I covered the Southwest, and then 2.5 years ago, I came on board with Villiger as a key account manager, and then moved into management.
Wow, look at you, making moves. That's cool. Nobody's ever from Northern California, so I get excited. That's where I'm based right out of San Francisco.
From your hood, she's very close by.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm actually... sorry, go ahead.
Where are you?
I'm just outside of San Francisco.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I've actually been to most of those shops up in Sacramento. They've got some nice places up there. And there's some good shops that are fairly new within the last few years here in the Bay Area, too. So it's getting pretty lucky with some of that stuff. So, Fabian, give us some of your background. You've been in the industry for a while.
I'm about to be 10 years in the biz.
Congratulations.
Years. It doesn't even feel like that way. Pretty much started doing a lot of freelancing right out of college for marketing and creating products. Then I started with Olivero Cigars, that then later we switched into Boutique Blend Cigars. And I was there with them for about 7 years until I came to Villiger last year.
Cool. So, and you're happy with the transition so far?
Oh yeah, totally different. We've got a great team and we're doing big things. So it's a totally different ball game, if I may say so.
It really is with as far as Villiger is concerned. I mean, my knowledge, my base of knowledge on Villiger was pretty basic. I mean, I know it's an old school type company and they make machine made stuff. There's pipe tobacco. There's a little bit of everything.
Right.
But from the premium hand rolled side, I wasn't too familiar with too many of their blends. I mean, especially over the last few years, it's just been something where with us, we're focusing more on the boutique side of things, you know, the smaller companies and things like that. And I think even at IPCPR, not this past year, but in 2013, I don't even think we went in and did an interview. But you reached out to us going into the show this year because, I mean, you and I had known each other a little bit. So I was really happy that you brought us in because we had so much to talk about. Like we were talking about off air, you were the longest interview that we had. But there was so much for us to talk about, so it was great. We've got a few minutes before our first break. Let's jump in and you already mentioned Trill, so and that's kind of the big one that you guys have going right now. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, Trill is something different, something modern, something sleek. I wanted to come out with something how can I say pop, urban, you know, very modern.
Hip.
Mean that would mean something, you know? And Trill pretty much means real or true in slang or any other type of terms. And I wanted to make a cigar that was intended for a real or a true smoker that would smoke the entire cigar, not just give in the first 5-10 minutes. Because we all know that guy that smokes that 5-minute cigar and he doesn't want it anymore or doesn't enjoy or wait to see what the cigar has to offer. So that's what the Trill cigar was really meant for.
Cool. Yeah, and that's and we've got some of these sampler packs we're going to be giving away a little bit later in the show. We posted these up. I think you guys have seen these. Oh. We had a weird feedback there, but so Trill is in there. Give us a little bit of breakdown on. I'll show everybody what it looks like. Give us a breakdown on the blend on this one.
All right. Trill. So pretty much. We have these great tobacco that we've been working with Ho Chi Blanco for. I have such a great relationship with him, and working with some blends. Roy and I wanted to come out with something spicy with lots of flavor and lots of smoke. Nothing harsh, nothing overpowering. So when we sat down with Ho Chi and told him exactly what we were looking for, I asked him to let open up some of his private farms for us. And he sure did. He opened up this one farm close to Santiago in Jacagua where he grows Criollo 98 and Rojo. And also he does a lot of testing grounds there in half of the farm where he marries different tobacco plants and creates new seeds. So that's a very, very exclusive farm for him. So he opened that for us so we could use that on the trail. And finished it with a Habano wrapper, with an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper and a Dominican binder. And let me tell you, it's very spicy, very flavorful, and lots of smoke, which that's what we wanted. And towards the middle, you get a surprise kick, which that's the intent of Trill, of your real smoker. So they enjoy throughout the cigar.
What's the price point on those, Fabian?
They vary from about $660 to about $790.
Which, you know, we were talking about that during the IPCPR. We could not get around just how affordable those were. I think Logan used the word cheap, and we kind of cringed when he said that. But, you know, in the current market when prices are pushing $8, $9, $10, you know, to see a premium cigar packing that kind of tobacco for $6 or $7 is, I mean, frankly, it's shocking.
Exactly, yeah. That's what we needed. I knew Sean and I worked in so many different markets that we knew what's the sweet spot for cigars, for price points. So we wanted to pretty much have a success all around. Great cigar, great packaging, and great pricing. We didn't need to overextend our pricing on our consumer because we want them to have such great tobacco and such great experience. So that was pretty much our main goal.
Yeah, even with the packaging itself, I mean, we talked about this in the video, and you can see it there.
Yeah, it's extremely cool.
When you when you come across a cigar at your local B&M and it's in that $6 range, it usually kind of looks like it's in that $6 range, if that makes sense. Trying to think of a nice way to say that, but
I think that
you can usually tell when you're looking at like a budget type cigar. And while, you know, $6 to $7 isn't a budget cigar by any means, it's much more affordable, and it looks, it has the look of, you know, a $10 to $12 cigar. And look is only going to get you so far. Like I can't remember who it was that said it, but you can probably get somebody to buy and smoke a cigar, any cigar, once. The trick is to get them to come back and smoke it again because it's so good.
Right.
But definitely looking at the packaging and everything, it blows me away that you guys were able to produce a product that looks that great and keep it at that price point, which is just...
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we had support not only from Hochi Blanco, but we also had support from our box factory in Dominican, which is Hochi's cousin, Jose Rolando Blanco, and he actually was the man that was behind making the box a 21 count. It was not your regular 20 count box. And I had told him the idea of what I was looking for. I wanted to have some type of top that would come off, but we use it somehow for something, because I was tired of going into stores and seeing lid broken off of boxes, or seeing just the box itself. Who knows where the lid come from? And so I decided to design this little sort of groove in underneath. I don't know if you can see it there. And the box actually locks in underneath, so you actually keep it and you make it go higher on the shelf.
Oh. Yeah, that's...
Nobody else has done that before.
So. It's just, that's all the, like we talked about, all those hours of you on the road, man. You learn little things that... You can take your product and put it in a different spot than
You think of different little things and stuff like that. And I'm actually glad I'm at Villiger, because Roy really he knew my idea of it, and he pretty much really ran with it, and he was just like so supportive, and he's like, I believe in this and I like what you're going on with this. He actually saw just a drawing of it first, so he didn't even see the actual concept until it was actually done.
Oh, wow.
So that support and say, you know what, it's on you, pretty much, you know. So it was a great feeling, and it came out constantly quite, came out great.
And sorry, Sean, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that was a bold move for Roy, with Villiger being such a conservative company.
Mm.
Yeah, that was one thing I was gonna mention. Someone in the chat room said that the box and everything, the presentation looks classy.
Very traditional, very conservative. And
for Villiger, yeah, exactly. It's got that old school. That old school feel to it, but with these, you guys are really taking it out of that comfort zone and pushing it into a place that really the market's really going. I mean, all the boutique lines and everything like that, they all look that way. They all have, everybody's got their own particular look. You can go so far as to you know, some of them that are much more aggressive, but I mean, just to get out of that sort of comfort zone that Villiger was in is good to see. With the Trills also getting really good reviews, we haven't reviewed it yet on Cigar Federation. I know we will. It's on our list. I saw that it got a 93 in Cigar and Spirits magazine, right?
Yeah, it got a 93. I believe it got a 90 on Smoke as well. Next up. It's been rated in the next Cigar Snob.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, it's getting a lot of reviews. It's getting a lot of buzz. You know, the name, the look, the flavor, the strength of it. So people are really shocked and surprised at how good the cigar is performing as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't smoked it yet, but like I said, we've got these samplers. I know John's got one, and I believe Logan has one as well. So we're going to do a group review on it.
Well, with that, I think we'll take our first break, Rob.
Oh, yeah, we're up. Oh, it's about that time. We spent the whole first section talking about the Trill. We're going to jump in to some of the other blends right on the other side of this break.
Cool. I wonder what I should drink.
All right, that break was a little bit long. I apologize. Hey, guys, welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in and spending some time with us today, wherever you are out there in the world. I hope you're staying safe. We're here with Fabian and Shauna of Villager Cigars. Just spent some time talking about the new Trill. Now we want to jump in and talk about some of these other blends. So, Shauna, do you kind of want to take us down down the list here? Because we've got a few of them that we can touch on.
Well, I'm smoking the Cuellar. We'll talk about that.
Okay, this perfect.
This has actually been selling like crazy. The Trill and the Cabaret is all kinds of buzz, but the Cuellar is just turning in cigar shops. It's just running out the door. So we're actually here in Pittsburgh at the Cigar Den, and Robin, our area manager out here, is running some promotions, and we've already sold out.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. It's not your typical boring, mild cigar by any means. So it's broadly for the Ecuadorian. You know, it's got some Ligero in there, it's got the Grill 98, Fabian showing the packaging, the white box is pretty awesome. But it starts out with a nice spice up front, and then about an inch into it, it just is this thick, thick, rich, creamy smoke. Really amazing cigar.
You said the magic word for Rob there, creamy.
Yeah, I apparently have a reputation of calling every cigar creamy, which isn't true. I only call a cigar creamy if it is, in fact, creamy. But so this one's got a give us the breakdown on the blend on this one again.
Okay, it's got an Ecuadorian, an Ecuadorian broadleaf on the wrapper, and we've got a Carollo 98, the binder, and it's got Ligero filler.
Okay.
And we're really saying Cuban seed.
Yeah, it smells great.
What's the price point on those, Shauna?
This one starts at $5.90.
That's incredible.
Going into like $6.50-ish. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you just don't see stuff in that price range. And we try not to harp on price too much. I mean, obviously, price is a factor for everybody when it comes to everything. But I try not to focus on it too much. But when you have a premium hand-rolled cigar, quality tobaccos. What do you? Oh, you pouring us drinks?
I'm trying. I see Shauna having a nice glass of champagne. I figure I have some rum. Some Florida Cana.
Oh, Florida Cana. Oh, yeah. Right in my wheelhouse.
We talk about Florida Cana a lot, too.
A lot.
Well, I like Florida Cana because it's nice and sweet, sort of like cinnamon taste.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have it with Cuellar, definitely because of the creaminess to it.
And now, what's the story behind the name?
Maybe you can tell this story better, but it's Don Diego Cuellar. He was a conquistador. You wanna give the details of that one, Fabe?
Sure. So Diego Velasquez de Cuellar was pretty much a conquistador with Christopher Columbus' second voyage, and he was the first governor of Havana in Cuba and a few other cities. So I was always into the history of the Cuban culture, and this name was always meant something for me. So when we decided to go with it, I wanted to have a very traditional Cuban-esque type of look and type of style of that Cuban type of flavor cigar, meaning of a very mild but yet spicy and great everyday smoke. So it kind of fit together with what we were trying to do. So the name just fit perfectly, and then Shauna came up with, I love the name Creamy, and we put it together, and it just fit together at the same time. One phone call over, she was in California, and I was here in Miami, and we were just talking about it's very creamy to the cigar, can we call it creamy, and that's pretty much how we put it together.
Look how pretty this band is that Fabian designed. Can you see it?
Yeah, I've got one here. I think I can, everybody can see it. So it's got white gold embossing on it.
Classic.
Double band. Yeah, it's got a really cool look to it. Really cool look.
I drew that on my meeting on the plane on my way to the first time that I went to talk to Roy McLaren about going into Villager Cigars. He flew me over to Chicago to pretty much pitch me and offer me the job. And on my way over there, I had just ideas on my head, and I drew that on the way in the plane. He just loved it, and that was the first one that was pretty much developed.
Wow. And so Trill came out earlier this year, correct?
They all came out at the same time, April.
Oh, okay.
All three at the same time.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, so you mentioned all three. Let's get into the last one, and I'm going to try to say the name right. It's Cabarete, right?
Cabaret.
Did I get it right?
In English, but you got to say it in Spanish. You got to say Cabarete.
I've tried to say things with an accent, and people throw garbage at me when I do it, so I try to avoid it because I just can't. Okay, so this one, you can see on the band here, it's got kind of the idealistic view there. You're sitting on the beach, you got the ships going by and everything. Very kind of an ornate look to it, really cool. Cabarete Maduro. So give us the specs on this one, Fabian.
Well, Cabarete is the North Beach between right next to Sosua and Puerto Plata in Dominican Republic. So the basis of the cigar is pretty much to take you there, to back out at the beach, looking at the band, tasting the flavor of the Nicaragua Maduro wrapper and the Dominican fillers and binders, Hochi, which did an amazing job on this blend, which I got a little nice story about how the blend actually happened. And he grows some San Vicente tobacco in a farm close by on our way to Cabarete. He's taken me there so many times that I just fell in love with the area, and I always wanted to capture the feel that I had when I went there with this cigar. And I think I pretty much accomplished the mission. It's great. Everybody that's holding the cigar and looks at the band pretty much transforms themselves into that moment, into that band, into that beach. So that's the goal of the cigars, to take you somewhere else.
Yeah, it looks great, but that almost kind of looks like a pirate ship that's coming up. So you might get a little bit concerned if you're sitting on the beach and a pirate ship shows up. But
a port where the Spanish ships used to come in for trade, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so actually that was work coming in on the ship. You see that, and you know that you're going to be able to trade out your goods, so that was actually a good thing. See, mm-hmm. I guess I'm a glass half empty kind of guy.
Totally.
I don't know. I'm going to sit down on your leather couch, and you guys can tell me all my problems here. But this cigar smells great. So what was the wrapper on? It's got a nice box press to it, too.
It's a Nicaraguan Maduro.
Nicaraguan Maduro, okay. Yeah, it smells fantastic. It's got a nice little cinnamon undernotes in there. So, yeah, we're going to have we'll get reviews posted up of all these. And these are all going to be in that sample that we're giving away later. Now, this is the mystery cigar. This is the way that it's presented in the sampler pack. I know that this is only available in those sampler packs, so it's really, really limited. I don't know anything about it. I know it's the cigar with the red band.
And we're not allowed to say anything about it. It's a secret blend. It's a secret cigar.
It's a secret?
Totally secret. I mean, Roy blended this with Hochi Blanco together, and they did a great job. And it was intended, he had such a small batch of this type of tobacco, very, very rare, that it was only enough to make 3,000 sticks. So we decided to make it into this sampler pack just for special events and special situations like us now giving some out.
Wow.
So it's rich and creamy.
It's rich and creamy. Well, I love it already. We were talking about football earlier, Fabian. It's got a little bit of the red and gold on there for my 49ers. So for the guys who are listening on the podcast, if you come to CigarFederation.com, we've got photos of all this stuff, and you can check it out. But this cigar, it's a Toro, I would say. It's about these are all the same size, right?
Yeah, all Toro size.
It's got a pigtail cap on it, but it's got two wrappers. It's got what looks like some sort of a Connecticut wrapper on the head there, and then from about where the band would be all the way down, definitely Maduro, but I don't know what
time. Fishing for information, aren't you?
What's that?
You're fishing for information.
I'm trying to give a visual.
He's throwing out hooks. He's just seeing what he can get for.
I'm throwing out a visual for those who are listening on the podcast. But any information that you'd like to give would be great. No, I'm excited to smoke it just to see how wrong I am about describing it.
Let's just say everybody that's had it keeps asking us, is this cigar coming out? Is this for sale? Can we buy it? And it's just such a small batch that it's a very exclusive. So to get your hands on it, you better make sure you come to a Villiger Cigars event.
Oh, very cool.
The only place you will get it.
That's very cool. And so, yeah, everybody who wins one tonight will get a chance to try that. So one more that we've got to talk about. Excuse me. Tobajara. And that's what
John said. You know. Hold on. We need to look at the nice packaging of Cabaret.
Oh, yeah, the packaging. Yeah, that's... And other than with the price point in the Cabaret Day, we didn't go over that either.
Yeah, that one's $7.95 to $8.50.
Okay, yeah. So it's, I mean, that's the higher end of the price range of these things that you guys are putting out, but it's still not that.
No,
it's still in the sweet spot.
Yeah, it's not going to break the bank, and there's very cool packaging there as well.
It looks like nice chocolate box of like sweetness, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I love that box.
Chocolate bars.
It does look like they do look like chocolate bars in there.
Now, isn't that the box that has a secret to it, Fabian?
That again?
Isn't that the box that has a secret to it?
Which is?
If you lift the top up, pa-dow!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Two trays.
And
cigars.
And look, there's more.
Because a lot of people have actually thought that it's only 10 cigars, and then when all of a sudden they take off the first tray, they see the other tray, so it's like, whoa, we're even happier it's 20 sticks.
Yeah, the packaging that you guys are putting out, really, really, really cool. Very classy, great look. So let's talk about this Toba Jara. That's what John's smoking right now. I smoked this one at IPCPR and actually really, really enjoyed it. It's a Brazilian Puro. You want to give us, let's see, Fabian, you told us about the last one. Shauna, you want to tell us a little bit about this one? Fabian shows off the box.
Okay. Mr. Villiger was traveling the country, and the last few years, he's just really had a thing for Brazil and all about the indigenous people. So last year at IPCPR, we actually did a line extension of the export and came out with the Brazilian Puro. A year ago, they launched the Toba Jara in Europe, and they came out with a beefed up version of it with extra added Lajero for the American market that we've just launched this year. And it's coming out of Bahia. So, and Mr. Villiger actually purchased the factory there. So
part of the project. He liked it that much that he just bought the whole factory, huh?
Yep. Well, you know, when you're Mr. Villiger, you got pockets like that.
Yeah, you just do what you want to do. If you want to buy the factory, do you take cash? Yeah, okay, I'll buy the factory.
So it's definitely got that Brazilian spice that you would expect, but there's not very many Brazilian Puros on the market. You know, there's a handful of Brazilian wrappers. Brazilian Puros? Mm-mm. So, I mean, everybody's really excited to try it, and we've got amazing reviews. We completely sold out of our first container at IPCPR.
Wow.
We're struggling to get more in stock right now, so that you've got your hands on that is pretty impressive. There's people everywhere asking for it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we, I smoked one, like I said. I smoked that during our interview, and I really enjoyed it. And we did talk about how, I guess like you said, this has been available in the European market, but you ramped up the Lajero a little bit to bring it over to accommodate the modern palate of the American smoker. I'm not a big full body, full strength guy. I'm more in the medium range. I really enjoyed this. It had that nice, that spice, that Brazilian spice that you were talking about. Had a little bit of a kick to it, but it wasn't too overpowering for me. Really did enjoy it. Another one that we're going to have another group review posted. John, you're smoking it right now. What are your thoughts?
You know, I'm really enjoying it. I'm actually pairing it with a Le Fin de Mont, which is more of a fruity bright beer, and it's going really nicely with the Toba Jara. This is my first time trying a Toba Jara, and when you suggested it for the show, I was like, yep, that's the perfect cigar for tonight, and I'm actually really enjoying it. And that actually takes us to our second break of the evening.
Cool. We'll jump into some audience questions on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. We're here with Fabian and Shauna of Villiger Cigars, talking about Brazilian Puros, which when you brought it up at IPCPR, Fabian, Logan mentioned that he knew of one other one, but they weren't at the show, and I don't even know if the company's still in business anymore, to be honest. I couldn't think of another one.
No, neither could we. And everybody, they were very surprised that we were able to come out with such a great Brazilian Puro at such a great price, too.
You know, what's the price point on these as well?
It's $6.25 to $6.75.
Yeah, that's when you start talking about Brazilian Matafina and things like that, it gets pricey.
So Yeah, just so the audience knows, just to give them an example, let's say of a regular Sumatra wrapper or Habano wrapper, you're talking about $28 a pound. Brazilian Maduro now, wrappers about going about 57.
Wow.
So it's a huge difference, right? You know, so because Mr. Villiger owns this company and owns the farms, we're able to absorb that, you know, that situation to bring out a great price point in Brazilian cigar.
Yeah, and it's, and you can say, like we talked about Brazilian Puros, there might not be another one on the market. If there is, I don't know about it. But this cigar isn't a gimmick. It's not like, oh, we're going to make a Brazilian Puro and it's going to be fun and that's great. It's a really good cigar. And I'm looking forward to, I'm not sure when we have our review scheduled. We have everything kind of scheduled out. I'm not sure when the review of this one's coming up, but I might push it up a little bit because I really did enjoy that one. And it's something that I know people are going to, there's a lot of people are talking about in the chat room. So I know people are going to be interested to see how that smokes. On that note, I'm going to jump into some of these audience questions. John, feel free to jump in with any of the live questions.
Yeah, I'm going to preempt one of the audience questions because, and I think there is some audience members asking this, but because Villiger has its roots in the European market, and this is really a question for both Shauna and Fabian, what have you guys noticed is the big challenges coming into the U.S. market versus the European market?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is that people view us as a machine-made cigar company. And it's not just that it's a machine-made cigar company. People in the United States think machine-made quite often. They want to put it in the same category as like a Black & Mild or a Swisher Sweet. Whereas Villiger makes some of the most premiums and the best cigar, machine-made cigars in the world. So they just already have that mentality, you know. So it's converting them over to really realize that Villiger can really make a true, amazing premium handled cigar.
So do you feel that that's been one of the toughest? I mean, Villiger obviously is a big company. Is that one of the biggest things that's been to overcome in the U.S. market? Do you think is this sort of maybe stigma associated with machine
making? That was sort of step one, but then, you know, we launched premium hand-rolled cigars in the United States with Villiger probably 6 years ago, and the cigars were catered more to the European market, which are like really small ring gauges and mild and creamy. And here, people like things with more power and more beef to it, more complexity. So it was important. You know, when Roy came in, it was the first time there was ever an American president of Villiger Cigars North America, you know, so he actually had his finger on the pulse of what the American market wanted, where it's difficult to gauge that from across the world. So we've made huge strides right
now.
No,
even
for us.
Rob, do you have an audience question you want to shoot out there?
I do. I was just waiting for you to finish your deal. I didn't want to cut you off. I've been cutting everybody off all day, so I'm trying to. I don't know. I think I have a delay on my end. I'm using my old computer. My new one had some issues. But quick question from Mark Anthony here, and this is probably a Shauna question. What is your best-selling cigar in the American market?
Cuellar.
By far? Cuellar?
Well, export.
Okay.
The best-selling premium hand-rolled cigar is Cuellar.
Okay. That's, yeah, the Cuellar, that's, okay, that was when we talked about the, and it's creamy, I'm excited, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yes, that was my sold out here at the cigar deck.
Shauna, I can't see you, your light went out.
Did it?
Yeah, what happened to the light? You look dark now.
Yeah, you're, it's like you're in witness protection.
Seals are so good, they had to sell light bulbs.
Hold on, there's a lamp.
While she's figuring that out, and
well, what I was talking about is the export, which is pretty much the number one for Villiger cigars. And is these packs, they come in packs or they come in singles?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had an export before?
I have not.
And let me show you a pack how it looks like. Pretty much this is the natural, the most popular one. And they actually look like candy. They're wrapped in paper.
Oh.
And they're machine made and they're box pressed. And let me tell you, you'll be shocked how great these cigars are.
I can't believe you've never had one before.
I never have, no.
They're all natural leaf wrappers. The natural there is a Sumatra in the wrapper leaf. And there's special tobacco in the filler that we can't talk about too.
We can't talk about it. It's 17% special tobacco, but these are built in Switzerland. So just so you know.
Interesting.
Okay. Right, from our Europe factory.
Huh. And there's also a Maduro, which has an Arapaca wrapper, and then there's a Brazilian Puro.
Got it. Okay.
There's the Maduro, and then there's the Brazilian.
Okay.
It's not menthol.
It's not menthol. The green will give you that impression. And so the best selling in America, the best selling premium hand rolled is the Coyar.
Yes.
Okay. So just to show how ADD we are as a community, I'm going to throw Steve Christopher under the bus a little bit, but that's okay. He wants to know what you guys are planning to bring to market next year.
Ooh.
Give us all your secrets.
Oh, man.
I don't think we could say that yet. I don't think, but let me tell you, it's been in the works. Everything's worked, blends and stuff like that, design and stuff. It's been in the works, so that's pretty much all I could say. The great thing about when I came in with Roy and we both decided on is that we are 100% available to be able to work with any manufacturer, any cigar blender in the world. So we're teaming up with some of the great greats that we have to offer now. So we're not just a conjunction to being stuck to one situation or relationship. Everybody we work with are great, and they understand that we're able to expand our umbrella. So our next plans will be with somebody that's pretty much a history legend. How can I say that? We can just say that.
That's a good tease.
That is an excellent tease.
So we can expect some sort of collaboration next year. That's going to be pretty awesome. That's okay. We'll look forward. That's more than I thought you guys were going to give us. So that's good. Let's see. Machine Maids, we talked about that.
There's a good question from Jason Myers about the vertical integration. And Fabian, I think you kind of briefly touched on it, how Villiger has its own farms. What do you guys think that brings to the market versus other companies in the market?
Well, one thing that helps out is that we're able to select the best tobacco, the best tobacco, and we are not waiting for a manufacturer to go ahead and take care of their big guns, because manufacturers usually take care of so many other cigar companies. So pretty much we're taken care of and our lots are secure. So that kind of helps us out in securing our great tobacco and our future tobacco, which is what's needed as well.
That's a good question. We kind of touched on that a little bit with some of these other questions here too. So I'm glad that you asked that one, John. A question here from one of our favorites, Hardly Clerkin. He says, was there any debate when using the name Trill? The reason that he asks is he says it's a slang term, and often with slang terms they tend to disappear as quickly as they appear. So he was just curious if there was any debate as going with that name at all.
Except Trill. Trill has been out for more than 10 years, and I wanted to come up with a great concept of a great name that had a longevity. Trill is not a fad or a name that will be there for 2 years. It's something that's going to be long-standing, so that's where the Trill came from.
For a lot of people, the name Trill is new, though. They've never heard it.
I've never heard it.
Right, so it's definitely people that know about it. It's more urban, so, but I think it hits everything. Yeah,
so
we did kind of go back and forth about it. Like, is this too edgy for us?
Actually, Shauna did a little bit. She's like, is this too edgy for us? This and that. And we said, you know what? This is what we wanted. This is we wanted to go a full steam. So let's just go ahead and go 100% on it. Then I was a little bit worried because she was like, it's going to be too edgy. And I'm like, let's go.
Well, if you're gonna take that step, take the whole step. Jump in with both feet. So there you go.
That's exactly what you said.
And for the public, I know where Trill comes from. So Houston, I know everything where it comes from, the history. That's why I did it too. So
okay. I'll have to look it up in urbandictionary.com or whatever that is.
And this is all the groups that came up with it.
Okay. John, are we out of time?
No, we still got a few minutes. I was going to ask, because there's two sort of equally opposing questions here about ring gauges, and they're, first is, any plans to release a Lancero? I'm a huge fan of Lanceros myself, and the opposite end of that is, and that was from CRA James, and then from John Randolph, the opposite end, John likes to smoke really large ring gauge cigars, and he's wondering if any plans for some much larger ring gauges.
We've talked about larger ring gauges. Right now, though, the Trill does come in a 62. A little
That's
short.
Pretty big.
It's pretty big. And we do have an amazing Lancero in our line. It's the Talanga Selector series. And before the launch of the Cabaret, that was my favorite cigar in our line. That's actually made by Plasencia out of Nicaragua. It's a tweak on our Talanga blend, but it's got a little bit more oomph to it. But, you know, you typically would get that from smaller ring gauges. Those come in 10-count boxes. They're most retail
shops.
Nice.
Villager
branded.
Okay. Yeah, there's I feel like there's a lot of the company, and I touched on this earlier, that I'm getting to know now that I wasn't necessarily familiar with to begin with. Let me just get to see if we've got, I know we've only got a few minutes left. You guys sell some questions here about where they can pick up their cigars. You guys sell B&Ms, but you sell online as well, right?
No, we sell online. The Cabarete, the Cuellar, and the Trill are brick and mortar only, as is the 125th anniversary cigar that was launched last year. But those are in retailers.
Can we find a list of retailers online?
Yes.
On the website?
Go to trillcigars.com. There's a retail locator where only Trill's available. You can go to cabaretecigar.com, where only Cabaret is available, and cuellarcigars.com, where you see only that cigar available. So they each have their own individual stores.
Villager website.
Oh, and on the Villager website. Okay, so they've each got their own website. Okay. Let's see. We talked about vertically integrated.
There's some questions about social media, Fabian, and I know you're super, super all over social media. What are some of the locations on social media sites that people can find Villager cigars?
Well, of course, Instagram. Facebook is big. Twitter. I'm big on Instagram. I like to do giveaways, special promos, different things. Talk to consumers. Everybody tags me on pictures of our cigars, which is great. I usually repost all these pictures and everybody pretty much is now on Instagram. Everybody wants to share. I mean, it's a great thing where we could share a picture with whatever I'm drinking at the moment and have somebody get enticed so much that they will go and search for it right now and go out there. So I think it's really, it's gotten the help of getting our ad campaigns locked to do that right away.
You can follow me, Shauna Williams, Villager Cigars.
There you go.
All right, so when we do one of our giveaways, we're gonna post and have everybody follow you guys on Instagram and Facebook and all that.
There you go.
Twitter and everything. So
we have two True Cigars and Villager Cigars.
Yeah, and you run all that? Is that all you?
Yes.
You need an intern, man.
Yeah, you need an intern.
Ah, man, thank you for bringing that up. And it's been in the works. It's just that we traveled so much that it's been such a busy time.
You need some interns over there, bro. Shauna, what was that you said? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, he needs to hire one. That's why he said, oh, man, because we've been bugging him. And he's been interviewed.
Got to do it.
He's got to let it go.
You got to just pick one and let them. Maybe they'll pan out. Maybe they won't, but...
So if there's any beautiful ladies that want to be interns in Miami,
that's
great with graphics and social media, blonde night eyes preferably, not discriminating though.
Sure. You include a photo with your resume. Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about a little bit
more professional.
About that after the dark.
That's how we do it.
Night eyes, blonde hair preferred, Fabian.
Oh man, that went downhill quick, didn't it?
Well, that takes us right up to our right up to our bump there.
We're right up to the end, so we're right at the end of the FRN segment, guys. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Fabian, Shauna, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about these new blends. I'm excited to check them out, and I know we're going to be giving some away here in a few minutes, so everybody's going to be excited to smoke these. So, guys, we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. VilligerCigars.com, and then you can find everything's linked on Cigar Federation if you're looking on the site as well. Guys, we appreciate you supporting the show as always. Next week,
thanks for having us. And, yeah. Every time I'm in the Bay, you know, I'm always going to hit you up. I love the Bay, so as much as I can make it out there, I will make it out there.
It's the best time of year to come, man. September and October are the best months.
I like it around. I like it when it's cold. I'm a jacket, you know, jacket and sweater type of guy, so I like that.
And you live in Miami.
And I live in Miami.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. We've got next week. John, do you know who we have next week?
I am not on the ball. I have no
Man, you're over there drinking and smoking.
I'm thinking about our sharing our pairings next Wednesday when you and I talk about whatever cigar we're going to pair in Sodi Pop. So,
That is next Wednesday.
Now that you mentioned a pairing, let me share what I've been pairing. So with Connecticut Creamy, I'm having a Florida Cognac, right? Mm-hmm. So with Trill, I always bring this from Dominican, Barcelo. Have you had this?
I haven't had that yet.
Añejo. You need this in your life, like now.
It's delicious.
One part below. I always bring two bottles with me from DR. And with
can we get it here?
This is the one thing I love to drink when I'm drinking Cabarete.
Oh, well, see, now you're just showing off.
Now I'm just, am I showing off a little bit? That's what I poured over here, so.
Now you're just showing off.
What it is, but you guys, I brought this from Cabo. It was great. The best
thing.
Because you asked, Rob, next week we have Andre from Yahe, so I can't believe you forgot that, because that's going to be a hoot.
Yep, we'll be back next Thursday with Andre Viaje. Guys, we appreciate it. CigarFederation.com, thanks so much. Shauna, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And everybody have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Okay, and now we're back, and this is where Logan would start.
Dang, we're say, fucking back.
He'd say fuck, shit, bitch, cock, balls. He'd say all that stuff just because he can.
Hey, I'm a lady.
But we have a lady present, so we're not going to talk like that. Right?
You know, if I couldn't handle that, I'm in the wrong.
You could handle that. Baby.
For sure. Okay, so I know all you guys are out there waiting to get your weasel on. You want to win some of these prizes, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pick six winners from the show tonight, and then I'm going to do one podcast winner. For the podcast, you just have to email me.
That's Rob at CigarFederation.com.
Yeah, email me, Rob at CigarFederation.com. That's it, and I'll just pick one random. But I don't know how I'm going to do the giveaways tonight yet. I want to do something fun, but apparently I'm not fun. I just can't think of anything right now.
How about you email Rob at CigarFederation.com with Villiger properly spelled in the subject title and the price of the Tobajara cigar.
What size?
That's a good one.
Okay.
What size? Or the price range?
Price range.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so there you go. Email Rob at CigarFederation.com. And Villiger spelled correctly in the subject line, of course, and the price range of the Tobajara. I think we covered pretty much all of our audience questions. Is there anything that you guys wanted to talk about that we haven't talked about yet?
John, ladies first.
I was saying nothing comes to mind.
Well, there's so many blends that you guys have.
I got something here next time. Take this out.
Oh, yeah.
This is pretty cool. So, let me show this bad boy. So, it's two.
You got some.
How could you say? Culebras, two Medusas.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Why do I not have some of those, Fabian?
Right. Well, you know what? I'll send you some, John.
Oh, thank you, brother.
This is
Rock. Oh, wait, who do we have in the background there?
Hello.
Hello.
She's sort of a social media celebrity, too, man. She's out there.
I'm a little out there.
She represents Philadelphia, New Jersey.
I think you guys both said out there, but it sounded like one person meant it a different way than the other.
It depends on where you're sitting, because right now I'm in here, but you're out there.
Correct. But from where I'm sitting, you're out there, too.
That's true. And she's definitely out there.
Exactly. That's what it sounded like. That's funny. All right, Fabian, what do you got?
I'm just trying to figure out if I should light this puppy up right now. You know, it's...
Oh, man.
It's three cigars in one, pretty much twisted. Shauna, you could tell them the story behind the crewmate.
Well, I'm sure that, well, around the story about the Calibras, you know, how in the factory they would let the rollers, they'd let the rollers, like, kind of smoke the seconds, but they had to be the braided cigars so that, you know, the managers would know that they weren't, like, smoking the good stuff, and it evolved from there. Most manufacturers have some Calibras out there, but they're kind of, like, you know, a novelty. Maybe they'll put them out at Christmas time, but these are huge in Europe. Mr. Villager actually even has, like, a Krume racing truck. This thing is, it's, like, races the derbies, and it's got a giant Krume. So these aren't machine made, but they're hand braided, right?
Okay.
And they have a little tip on them. And did you know that Billiger was actually the original to do a tipped cigar? Back in the day, these were made with actually duck quills on the end. And now they're just little plastic tips. And the tip isn't over the cigar is rolled around the tip.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of cool too? You know, like this?
You can still drink the drink.
Let me do it too.
Oh man, that's funny.
And you don't get the wrapper or the cigar wet because of the tip.
Uh-huh.
We should have contests at events of stuff like this.
You should. See, this could have been the way we do the giveaway. Who can, you have to constantly drink your drink the whole time you're smoking it. And whoever can survive wins.
Beer in their mouth.
For everybody that we have, every time we have it at events or wherever we're selling it, everybody's very attracted to it, and they want to know what it is and how it smokes and the price point and stuff like that. So it's one of the number one sellers in Europe, and it does amazing. So it's available in some places here in the United States. You have to really research a little bit, but we're getting it full steam to getting it everywhere. So
that's extremely cool.
Yeah.
We have a gal named Connie who works in the factories in Europe who was here at IPCPR, and she was braiding them wearing her little outfit. Do you remember what the outfits were called? Like little Swiss Miss outfits? It was really cute.
She was there at your booth, and she was wrapping them up, right?
Yeah, and she was letting the retailers braid them so they could learn more about the crew. We sold a lot of crew at IPCPR. We got a good pump in sales, that's for sure. But it is such a unique product.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, a lot of different companies have, you know, one version or another of that. But that's pretty unique, and it's like you said, it's been around for a while. The having the duck quills as the tip, that's a pretty cool story.
Over 100 years, the cigar's been around.
Wow. And they're great price points, $16, $17 for the box, and then the box, there's two crewmates that there's really six cigars.
Oh, wow. Well, that is pretty good.
Yeah, so six cigars for that price point is pretty great, you know, for something like that.
Cool.
So you have to you'll turn heads as you're walking slowly down. and not the bad way, like turn off that cigar.
Yeah. That's funny.
Like, what are you smoking? People have to know.
Yeah, I like that question when it's asked the right way. Ooh, what are you smoking? Not, oh, what are you smoking?
Yeah, turn that shit off.
Exactly. All right, so I'm just going to pick the first people who emailed in to be the winners. And you know what? I didn't tell you guys to include... Oh, but this is perfect, because the guy who's going to win the grand prize did everything right. I didn't tell everybody to include their mailing address, but you guys are so well-trained that you did it.
Are you doing this to hit somebody? Like, you're well-trained?
No. I had an itch on my nose.
I thought you were doing some baseball things.
Steel third. I'm trying to tell you guys to steal third. Okay, so winners.
A message like, I miss you.
it's not like that. My wife's in traffic right now, so she wouldn't see it. So the winners are, let's see, how many? We're doing what? Six?
We're doing six.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. So Jason Myers, and you included all the pertinent information, so you're going to win one of those sampler packs. Jason Fletcher also included. Everybody spelled Villiger correctly as well. Jason Fletcher, you're going to win one of those packs. James Lay, yes, your answer does count, and you won. David Jasmine D. Jazz, Explosive Donut, the man of the selfie, he won. And Shooter was quick on the draw. Shooter, you just missed winning the grand prize. I haven't told you guys what the grand prize is yet. And this, as much as this pains me, and John, I don't know if I've ever really told you how much this guy gets under my skin, but our boy Jared Garrott.
Oh no.
He is the winner.
Oh my goodness.
He wins the sampler pack, but he also wins the grand prize because he was the first person. He literally, it took him like 20 seconds to email me. So you got to reward that, right? So you're going to win a full box, sealed box of Trope. So, big Jared Garrott, you know, I give this guy a hard time, but I don't think he's won in a long time. So
no, I think it's been a long time.
So he gets that sampler pack and the full box of Trill. So congratulations, Jared. Thank you. He's always around, so I'm happy that we can reward some of our regulars, because we have some guys who are on the site all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I log onto the site, they're there. They're always there, hanging out, chatting, whatever. So
always be weaseling. Always be weaseling.
So I'm glad we can reward those guys. So guys, I've got all of your information. If I need to. If I need to get more of that from you, I will. I'll reach out to you.
You know what I'm gonna do for you guys right now, just so you can send that to them. I'm gonna send you a Trill new T-shirt for them too.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Oh, awesome! Awesome! That's great. Well, Fabian, you're awesome, dude.
If you could get sizes for them, it would be great. But if not, then you're just gonna get an extra large.
Okay, I'll do my best to get sizes. How about that?
There you go. So guys, you need to Instagram your cool picture with your cool T-shirt, because nobody's got them, and they're brand new.
They're pretty sweet. Did you design those too? Yeah.
Say that again?
You designed those as well, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, Fabian original, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I actually wanted to do something that I could pretty much wear out anytime, so that's what I did it.
Actually, you know, I didn't realize until you pointed it out that had the Trill logo on it. I just looked at it, I was like, wow, that's a pretty cool shirt. And it didn't even occur to me that it was, normally when you see somebody, and I mean that in a good way, normally when you see somebody who's wearing like a cigar shirt, like, it's like whatever, it's just a picture of the logo. But that's, I don't know, that shirt's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks. It actually, yeah. I wanted to make sure that I can wear what I'm promoting and what I'm pushing. You know, this is my, you know, our pride and joy, so.
Cool, very cool, nice work. Mm-hmm. I think we're coming up right to the end here. I told you guys I'd keep you here for an hour, and I'm going to keep my promise. John, any last words from Canada? You got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. I'm going down to Vegas on Thursday, and I figured, you know, I gotta lower my ears for Vegas. I gotta look like I'm ready to party.
Lower your ears?
You've never heard of that before?
No.
Maybe it's an Eastern term. Yeah, lower your ears. Get a haircut.
Party haircut?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right.
I've never heard that before. I'm out of it. All these terms, I don't know. I'm just an old white guy. I don't know anything.
You're so snap off. Hey, by the way, Rob, how are you with the earthquake? You okay?
Oh yeah, that it woke me up. Yeah. It definitely woke me up. That was up in Napa, so probably about 30 miles away from me.
Yeah.
They had some damage for sure. It didn't feel that big to me, though, but it was long. It was like 20 seconds. That's a long earthquake.
Yeah.
It was enough time for me to wake up, realize what was going on, decide if I wanted to wake up my wife, and then decide, like, wow, should I get somewhere safe? But it was just kind of one of those, if you've never been in an earthquake, there's two different kinds, really. There's the jolt, like the big jolt. Those are the ones that I'm afraid of. And then the rolling ones, it feels like they're letting the pressure out slowly, and that's kind of what that was like. But if you look at some of the pictures from Napa, they had some pretty good damage. They don't get a lot of earthquakes up there. But thank you for asking. No, everybody's okay. I don't think there were any fatalities.
Okay.
But some people got hurt. But, you know, it was 3:30 in the morning. If it had happened, looking at the damage in Napa, if it had happened at 10:30 in the morning, it would have been a much different story.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, tragedy averted for the most part.
That's good.
But, yeah, thank you for asking. Although I do get a little bit weirded out when I go into the ballpark now, because I don't want to be in San Francisco if we have another earthquake. But I spend a lot of time there, so
yeah.
I'm putting myself in harm's way, I guess you could say. But
you're the hero we need.
Every time we get in the car. You know?
What's that?
We do it every time we get in the car. You know, it could happen anytime.
Oh yeah. I don't worry about earthquakes really. It's just when they happen, my wife thinks I'm afraid of them because I'm alert. Like when they happen, I jump up and I'm like, okay, do we need to do? What do we need to do? But I don't think about it. Just like, I mean, you don't think about tornadoes or whatever unless they happen. So anyway, we're getting a little bit off topic. Oh, well, I'm getting some sizes here. So hopefully we'll have sizes for you. Fabian, really appreciate you coming on, hanging out with us, being so generous with the giveaways and everything. I know everybody's going to really enjoy these cigars. So when you get them, you got to smoke them and post them up on Instagram and tag Fabian. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you next time you come out to California. Definitely hit me up. We'll grab a beer. We can't grab some of that other stuff that you were drinking because we can't get that here. But if you want to bring some with you, that's great.
I can get some of that. I'll be drinking that shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody's talking to you. I'm just kidding. Shauna, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And the history lesson with the duck quills. That's what's going to stick with me from all this is the duck quills. I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's
way back.
We've evolved since then.
Yes,
okay. It's an ingenious idea. I have to smoke one of those. Now I gotta smoke one.
Looking good with that hat. Looking very right. Look at her.
Yeah.
Styling back there.
Very styling.
Is it pink? It looks like a pink fedora, but the coloring, the color, I'm having a hard time telling.
It's pink.
If you're gonna do a fedora, you gotta go pink, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, if you're a lady, yeah.
Well, that's true.
My manhood.
Yeah, I think John, you're a pink fedora guy, no?
I would wear the shit out of a pink fedora. I got confidence. You know what? Whatever.
As long as you have chaps with it.
That's right.
Did you say something about assless chaps?
Assless chaps.
Oh, it just got real.
Yeah,
I'm glad Logan's not here.
It's a good thing we're after dark.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just love how the deer is video bombing back there. The head of the deer.
Where? You see
the deer behind
me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's creeping back there.
He's, like, creeping over there. Like, there's a deer back there. I know a couple of listeners must have been like, what's up with the deer?
I never would have noticed that. Never would have noticed it. You're detail-oriented.
Totally detail. I've been looking at your guitar the entire time.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Appreciate you guys coming on and hanging out with us. Had a great time. Again, thanks for being so generous with the giveaways and everything. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you guys in the coming months when your special new project comes out that we're all looking forward to now that you whet our appetites. But, guys, you can find them at VilligerCigars.com. The links and everything are on Cigar Federation. So look them up. Find them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Be back with us next week. Andre Farkas from the Viaje. That's going to be a fun show. That's going to be one of those tough shows to keep on track, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Andre's a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to that one. All right, guys, we really do appreciate it. Everybody have a good weekend. Safe travels. If you're traveling, John, safe travels to Vegas.
Thank you, sir.
And don't stay at the Stratosphere because it's a shithole.
I'll be staying at the Mandalay Bay. I've learned my lesson.
There you go. That's much better. Oh, the Stratosphere. God, what a shithole that place is.
Make sure you go to the Dre's Beach Club, Day and Club.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Dre's. All right. Really good. You got to go. You enjoy it.
You got you brought your ears out or whatever, so you got to do that, right?
That's right.
All right, guys. Thanks again for the support. We appreciate it. Everybody have a good night.
Okay, you too.